As you are about to experience another life reaffirming episode of The Eternal Now here on WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman. Yes, a fun-filled adventure of soothing sounds coming your way. We just heard The Vampires of Dartmoor from their 1969 album, Dracula's Music Cabinet. And of course, we heard their Der Henker von Dartmoor, which translates The Executioner of from Dartmoor. And from that, we go to this. Something wildly not like the previous. Elizabeth Shimana, here for your pleasure. Don't know much about Elizabeth Shimana. Not a lot of information did I find immediately. Austrian electroacoustic experimental composer. This much I can tell you. Perhaps born in 1958 even. And with that, I give you Elizabeth Shimana.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Brown. I am the machine. Sit down, Mr. Brown. Make yourself at home. After all, a machine can't be something new to you. You have seen thousands of them. Well, only a small part of me is here. The rest of me is in composer Max Brand's studio. Actually, I weigh about 600 pounds. Now, I can make all sort of sounds he can't make without me. With me, any frequency, be it audible or inaudible, is possible, as well as any tone color or intensity. If I understand you correctly, you want to know why Max Brand does the things he does. Well, you see, Brand knows that we are living in an electronic age, whether we like it or not. Electronic oscillation has its own voice. What we hear when we listen to electronic sounds are various combinations and refinements of electronic oscillators. In time, people will get used to these new sounds, as in the past they became used to other innovations. The times change, and art always expresses its period. Today, the irrational is recognized as a great motivating force in human personality and behavior. It is the irrational that is being studied by psychologists and stressed by abstract expressionist painters. Electronic sounds reflect a world that is not precisely demarked, a world that lies between the rational and the irrational, between the real and the irreal. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Las mi volve gresperia mi blosa di de suecho d'ange yo quien fue de rosa yo sotra esa liberia mi volve gresta d'ange yo rosa de rosa yo sotra es que siempre liberia mi volve gresta
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, fine people. We are back. We heard there Miguel Velasquez from a 7-inch from 1979. Cumbias and Moog. Always gets the party started, that little ditty right there. In front of that, Michael Garrison. To the other side of the sky. A compilation from 2017 on the Soul Jazz label. Space, Energy, and Light. Experimental electronic and acoustic soundscapes, 1961 to 1988. Before that, we heard Robert Fessler. A 4LP box set just came out with him. Where there's not a lot of his work out in the world, but there is now. Belgian, an engineer in the medical field, and also DIY synthesist as he built his own synthesizer that we heard on that track. Aurora was the title. Long form jams seems to be Robert's style after going through this massive box set. It's worth your time. Just before that, Abigail from Japan from 1996 from their album Intercourse and Lust. We did hear a witch named Aspilqueta. Great band there. Early black metal from Japan. Abigail. In front of that, Yeast Culture. The vague and abstract and mysterious Yeast Culture. From their very first cassette from 1988, track one, side one, Transplant. Just in front of that, Giampiero Bonacci from 1974, from the album A New Sensation in Sound, volume two. Track we heard there was Oakum if you got 'em. In front of that, I believe from Canada, Paul Dolden, Physics of Seduction, Invocation number 3. We heard that excerpted from L'Inversa de la Vitessa. Very odd and compelling compositions, Paul and Dolden. In front of that, Beatrice Ferreira. From the compilation Culture Electronic 14. Track we heard there is Echoes. That was all the spoken word and whispery overlapping collage stuff way back when we heard this. And just in front of that, we had Vladimir Usachevsky. Very early primitive electronics. Music concrete there. Piece for Tape Recorder is the name of that one. And in front of that, Coil. Main title from the Hellraiser themes, Consequences for Raising Hell. Recorded in the 80s. Possible soundtrack, I guess, in an alternate dimension for the Hellraiser movie. I like it better, kind of, than what they used, but whatever. They didn't ask me. And we did start off so long ago with Elizabeth Shimana. Homage, a Max brand. And that was from Electroacoustic Music and Sound Art from Austria. Edition 30. And that was a 4-CD box set. Apparently some sort of bootleg, as there's no label associated with its release. So thanks to whoever put this thing together. I appreciate it. And with that, we're all caught up. I think we're gonna stop right here where we are. Let's call it a day. Thanks for listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman, and of course you've been tuned into WFMU.org.